get one win, lose a tough one the second game, but more importantly, it was a different attitude, I think, for this team today, and they were kind of the rally kids here today, especially in that first game, and tried to make the rally in the second game, and you had to be pretty happy about at least getting one win into the books here today.
Yeah, I thought we played well in both games. Like you just mentioned, we used a lot of pitchers today, and we had a pretty good opportunity to see some different guys from the mounds and really had some good outings. We played pretty decent defense behind them, kind of more of what we're looking for. Still got a little bit left to clean up. You know, we got a lot of runners on base today. We had a lot of opportunities with the bases loaded. We didn't probably get as many runs across the board as we should have with those opportunities, especially in game two. You know, but we did get some hits going, and there was a lot to be proud of tonight by the boys.
Absolutely, and you go with game one, you go with your three pitchers there. You have everybody available, but I think one pitcher for tomorrow. Just kind of take a look at pitch counts. You started with Justin Ferreau there. He faces eight batters, I believe it is, and he goes an inning in the third there, and then you get to Aaron Hoops with a couple of plus innings, and then you go with the freshman, Kevin Herman, in his first time, and he has to come in, and he comes in into some pressure situations, doesn't face him. He goes the rest of the way there for you guys to get the win there in that first game.
Yeah, you know, our plan coming into the game was we were going to keep everybody under 30 until we got a lead and just kind of go from there to keep people available for our doubleheader tomorrow against Syracuse. So I believe we had the lead when Kevin came in, and he showed us that he could be effective. So we went ahead and let him finish it out. And he'll be available for Friday's game, so we kept him under that threshold as well. But, yeah, everybody's available and ready to go tomorrow. And, you know, we're going to have a similar situation tomorrow. We won't be at 30, but we'll be at 60 for the rest of our guys. And you know, a freshman like Kevin Herman there, we were wanting to get him in pitching last week against Spearville, was our intentions pregame. But then we had our two seniors throw seven-inning games, and we didn't have that opportunity, so...
Well, you had some good hits today, both from Kyle Keir and I think Aaron Hoops as well. And I thought Justin Froh did a good job for you guys batting in that leadoff spot today in both games here.
Yeah, we had runners on, kept a lot of pressure on Lakin today. And, you know, even in game two, even in the loss, there was a couple times there where it probably could have got out of hand and we might have ended this one short, you know, in maybe five innings or so. But, you know, Gus coming in the top of the sixth there with two outs, bases loaded, and coming and getting that third out and kept it close and allowed us to score a couple runs in the bottom of the sixth there and at least get it, give ourselves a shot in the bottom of the seventh. So,
and I know you've been kind of frustrated a little bit with your defense making routine plays. They did all right today, especially in that first game, turning two double plays in the fifth and sixth innings.
Yeah, we're starting to get there. You know, and we should be. We've been practicing since you know, the last day of February or so. So it's time for what we kind of see in practice most of the time to kind of translate into the game. So yeah, quite a bit better tonight.
Well, you turn around tomorrow with two games at Syracuse, and this is, I think, first time Scott City's ever played Syracuse, and so an opportunity to face a different team and go to a new ballpark tomorrow.
Yeah, not sure what to expect. I don't believe I've ever been to their ball fields there, so you know, probably look them up on the Google Maps tonight and see see what they got. Do you know if they have a grass infield?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to look at tonight. So get ready for that. But yeah, we scheduled them about this time last year. We got them on our schedule. So yeah, we're looking forward to getting our first road game out there tomorrow. So
yeah, we'll be your first road game, and luckily you have no school and get the kids on the bus there. Well, I don't know if it's luckily if they have no school, but it's with the track meet, of course, everybody helping with that. But first road game, that's always going to be fun and interesting.
Yeah, you know, our boys are going to go help at the track meet in the morning, so they'll be awake and moving around, and then we'll hop on the bus about 12:30 and head out of here. So.
Yeah, hopefully we'll return home Friday to play after your doubleheader tomorrow at Syracuse. Coach David Dirks joining me. Coach, congratulations on the first win this year. It's much needed, and I know it was a split. You had to be pretty happy with how you guys did. Thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you guys tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.